Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to look at the X factor, dyslexia, ADHD, and extraordinary intuition. One of the things I've learned over the years is that my intuition is better than the average person. I get this gut feel, and when I follow it, it's right more times than it's not. But there are lots of challenges that come with that. So let's dive into today's episode and dig a little deeper. Okay, let's talk about dyslexia, ADHD, and intuition. Now, I'm going to start to do more and more podcasts with ADHD being involved as well. Over the years, I have thrown a lot of it in there, but I just want to make it really clear that they're so closely connected. And what I'm seeing more and more is those with dyslexia have a chunk of ADHD. What percentage? Everyone's a little bit different. And vice versa. Those who get diagnosed with ADHD, there's a bunch of dyslexia in there and the way they think, how they connect the dots, etc. So with that said, let's dive in. So the reason I want to talk about intuition today is it's something that I've had a love and hate relationship with. You know, I think I've always known in my gut that I have a good gut and it points me in the right direction. But I've also spent years and years not trusting it. If you've got dyslexia or ADHD, you've likely had moments in your life where you've questioned your own choices or your own ability. And especially when external sources say, oh, I don't think that's a good idea, or people that you think have it more together in life, and you start to trust them even though they don't really have it right. You know, we just trust ourselves so little that we let our intuition slip by us unaware, really. You know, I've done that. I used to do that for years and years and not trust what I actually wanted, what I actually thought, my abilities. You know, I'd say the first 25 to 30 years of my life was kind of like that. There were moments where, hey, I leant into my intuition and it worked. And then there were moments where I just didn't trust it at all. But there is a real advantage to us with it, because what I see in different aspects of life is we're just heightenedly connected. It's like if we start talking with someone in business, for example, or at work, within a very short period of time, we get a gut feeling of this person, you know, is going to be good for us or good for what we're after, or not. You know, I remember in business multiple times where I started chatting with someone, I go, this is not the right person to work with. Now, sometimes I listened, and that was a good thing. Other times, I was like, oh, I'm just being overly cautious, or I'd start to make up excuses, and I would then go, oh, yeah, no, I can do this. And what would always end up happening is it would end up being a bad relationship, things would fall apart, and it wouldn't work. And then in other relationships where I've started to trust it, I've had a great example. I've had a business partner for nearly 14 years. And we trust each other completely. And from day one, there was a gut feel of it being correct. I've got other people I work with, same thing. You know, many of them are neurodiverse in a way, but they're a certain type of neurodiverse person. There's someone who balances with you at a certain level, and you can feel this in your gut. And like, if you think back yourself to how many people over the years have you had that instant feeling about? And it could be in a friendship, it could be at a bar, it could be wherever it is in your life that you've met this person. You know, you've felt on a level that you can't quite explain. When, you know, you don't even mention it because you don't even know how to say it. You know, sometimes you might go, oh, that person seems sleazy, or that person, yeah, doesn't feel right. But apart from that, it's really hard to judge. And when you can't explain something, it's hard to trust. And this is the problem with intuition, is that there's actually a learning curve to trust yourself, because your own self-worth, your own self-belief is massively challenging. The other thing I see a lot with, you know, if you think about intuition and being able to put two things together, because one of the things we're also good at with our intuition is seeing patterns and connections. It's not just people. You know, there's a story I've always liked back in the day with Richard Branson, and he talks about it quite a lot, is that in the early 1990s, he faced a major challenge with Virgin Atlantic. He had his license revoked by authorities. I remember British Airways were being a real pain and were trying to get rid of him, really. He was a competitor they didn't want. However, because he thinks outside the box, he realized he could turn this like catastrophic challenge into an opportunity. And he painted on the side of one of his big jumbo jets, I think it was Virgin Atlantic Airways, British Airways can't keep their dirty hands off of us. He wrote that on the side and he took it up and he flew it around. I think that's pretty much the story. And he flew it around. And what happened is, as you can imagine, with Branson, he got a lot of people behind him, huge amount of advertising and marketing kind of leverage, but also the authorities, etc., started to look at it deeper and see that British Airways had influenced some of that decision, and it was quite anti-competitive. And all in all, after a little bit of time, they got their license back, which is pretty mad, right? I'm 99% on that story. I'm trying to remember it from back in the day. But it was, you know, it was a great example of how two and two comes, you know, doesn't always equal four, right? He could have just gone, oh, they've taken our license. What's the point? There's nowhere to go. Let's move on to the next thing. Instead, he connected it with marketing, managed to create this massive beast because he trusted his gut. He trusted the weird things that we connect in our heads. It's why I'm always I recommend for us with dyslexia or ADHD to kind of, in a weird way, even if we specialize in something, it's to become a bit of a generalist. You know, like being able to know a little bit about a lot of things and then connect the dots between them to create new solutions. Because if you imagine all your life, you only learn one singular path, one singular thing, it's very hard to think outside the box. If you learn how to do something in 5, 10, 15 different ways, you can start to cross-pollinate your thinking. And when it comes to intuition, you can do it without even really trying. You know, you look at a problem, you go, how could I solve this with what I know? Or you could just get lost on the internet, find other ways of doing it, and let your brain kind of glue things together. That's always really valuable. And I also think, you know, when you were talking about intuition, it's another valuable thing in decision making, because it can really influence the way we make decisions. You know, it's, you know, we rely upon it to decide. It's like intuition to me is a feeling. It's like a feeling of going, this is right or wrong. It's not, you know, something that's written. And it can be really hard because intuition is one of those words where people talk about it. But what's your actual definition of it? How do you personally define intuition? Like for me, as I say, it's a feeling of right or wrong that doesn't always have a clear logical explanation, but more than often than not, it's correct. And it's kind of built up from all this information. Like, and my true belief with dyslexia especially is that our brains and bodies process things so quickly, we don't always see the workings. And so if we get a feeling that says no, you know, or feels like yucky or feels, you know, push away, then it's probably correct. We don't have to understand why always. We just have to trust ourselves. And I know that's hard when we've struggled to trust ourselves all our lives, but it is something to continue to work on. The other thing as well is intuition and creativity is always a big thing. You know, if you think about artists, musicians, writers, some of the people that are the most creative in the world have dyslexia and or ADHD. You know, they think differently, they think outside the box, and they trust their gut on what to create. You look at some of the art by Picasso and those type of artists, the Da Vinci's, you know, if they couldn't think outside the box, if they couldn't trust their intuition, we would probably never have seen some of the most beautiful art, or Leonardo da Vinci's designs are just mind-blowing, the way he thought about things. You know, if he didn't trust his gut on them, and he just worried what other people thought, do you know what I mean? He wouldn't do it. And I think, you know, that's the real key thing about intuition and unlocking this potential for us is that, you know, it all comes back to its opposite. For intuition to work, you have to trust yourself. Like that's the truth, right? Because if you get a feeling about something and you don't trust yourself, what are you going to do? You're going to go and ask other people for their advice or their thinking. And the minute you start doing that, you start to say to yourself, I don't trust myself. Does that make sense? Now, does this mean your intuition is going to get it right all the time? No. Like in my, you know, another way of looking at intuition for me is it's this super fast processor in your mind or body or wherever it is, The super fast thing is taking all of your experience from your 15, 10, 15, 20, 40, 50, 60 years of life, and it's making a decision at a pace that you can't see why, and it's giving you an answer in the form of a feeling. Okay? And so if you've not had the right experiences in your life, and this is where I do question my intuition sometimes, is if I'm going into something that is so far removed from what I've ever done, I don't doubt my intuition, but I check in and go, where is this being drawn from? What are the patterns in it? Because like I'm 38, where does time fly? I'm 38 years old and I've experienced a hell of a lot. I've also experienced nothing. You know, the world is so big, I've only experienced a small amount of it. But I've experienced enough to know what I like and don't like. My level of responsibility, curiosity, all of that, I've kind of got a feeling for it. And I am in a life that I like. So it makes it really easy for me to trust my intuition because I know my intuition knows what I like. Does it mean I'm not going to like things that I haven't experienced yet? Of course not. But it's going to have a feeling for which of those I want to pick out and which are going to have a better chance of actually succeeding, right? And this is where, again, trusting what you've got, knowing where you're going, having a vision for your goals is so important because intuition is just kind of fulfilling that gap in between. So if you don't trust yourself, and maybe I need to do another podcast on that because it's a huge piece of the puzzle, then your intuition will always lag a bit. You won't be able to dig into the power that really exists around it. And I'll promise you, if you can get to that point where you can trust it, like trust your gut, you know, if you know that, if you go, something's wrong with me sending this email at work, I just don't feel right about it, asking yourself, why do I not feel right? Or asking yourself, okay, if I trust my intuition not to send this email, what should I do instead? And just kind of sit there and think about the situation, start visualizing pieces of it, and see what starts to feel more right. Maybe the feeling is that you don't feel, your intuition's telling you, you're not going to get this email quite right. It would be smarter for you to pick up the phone and talk to them. Maybe that's what your intuition is actually trying to tell you. Because the problem with intuition is it is a blunt instrument. It can sometimes feel like a hell yes or a hell no. And that can be a good thing, but in some points, it's hard to trust it because there isn't much explanation, right? So if you do get into that situation where you're trying to learn to trust it, is do sit in. Put your hand on your belly, breathe in, breathe out, and just let yourself daydream a little bit about it. Try and focus on it. Not for a long time. I know our focus is never fantastic about that, but just try and think, start visualizing pieces around it. And I know I've had times where I've just gone, eureka, that makes sense. I need to call this person. Hopefully that's added some value. Hopefully it's got you thinking about intuition, you know, because, you know, the real value proposition of this is if you get to trust yourself, my gosh, life is better. Even if I make the occasional mistake, it's my mistake. It's not me borrowing someone else's kind of ideas. Because often the people giving us their thoughts and ideas don't know anything better than us. Very rarely they are much better. It's not like we're asking professionals at the top of their game every day. We're asking people that may not have ever done what we're asking. So starting to learn to trust yourself, feeling into that intuition and experiencing it is valuable. So hopefully it's helped. Have an epic day and I'll be back on Thursday.